At the dawn of the 2nd century CE, on the slopes of Mount Bistoun, a ruler from the Parthian dynasty carved his mark into stone, Balash, the Parthian king. This bas-relief is one of the few surviving visual legacies of the Parthian era in this land. At the center of the carving, the king's figure is revealed, dressed in a long robe and a tall crown in the distinctive Parthian style. His upright stance and direct gaze are symbols of power and sovereignty. On either side of him stand two other carved figures, one on the right, dressed similarly to a courtier, and the other on the left, wearing attire that might suggest a military or ceremonial role. Their identities remain unnamed in any inscription, yet scholars believe that one could be the crown prince or a Parthian royal, while the other might have been a high-ranking military commander or priest. This carving, likely created in the 2nd or early 3rd century CE, during the reign of Balash III or IV, reflects the turbulent Parthian period, an era in which kings, to solidify their authority, relied not only on war and diplomacy, but also on symbols and rituals. The triadic image is more than a depiction of individuals, it is a stone proclamation of legitimacy, continuity, and the alliance between king and nobles under Parthian rule. Bistoun, which once echoed the voice of Darius, now holds the silent voice of another monarch, a wordless yet enduring voice carved in stone.